This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, for those of you joining the show from USA Radio Network, I just want to remind you what I said in the first segment. I was here in the United States as a political commentator when Ebola was raging in Africa. And Obama did nothing. Nothing. He couldn't have cared less. He didn't stop a single flight from Africa. Trump immediately cut off every flight to China. Thank God this disease, this coronavirus, didn't start in Africa. Because you know what would happen? Trump would have banned all flights from Africa and immediately would have been called a racist. But no one in America in the liberal media cares if you cut off flights to an Asian country, if you did to an African country. Oh, my God, it would have to be about racism. It must be because you don't like black people. You have no respect for African nations. Trump did the right thing. Whether it's Africa, whether it's China, whether it's Israel, I'm Jewish. You cut off the flights to make sure that American people are as safe as they could possibly be. There's no way to stop a disease. It doesn't stop at an ocean. It doesn't stop at a border. Cutting off flights alone won't stop it. But you always want to think about America first and the health of Americans first and do everything you can to keep America safe. Obama didn't do a thing. He didn't stop a single flight from Africa when I called for it. I remember Rachel Maddow on MSNBC made fun of me and basically called me a racist. Trump cuts off flights to China, and now they say he didn't do enough. He didn't do it fast enough. He's not spending enough money. It's a political football. They also said he cut some funding at the CDC. He didn't. They also say he fired a pandemic specialist at the White House. He did not. And who's saying that? Not Wayne Root, not Trump, not the Trump White House. It's being said by Associated Press. The AP confirms Democrats are lying to the public about coronavirus readiness. They said that Mike Bloomberg said during the Democrat debate in South Carolina, Bloomberg claimed Trump had fired a pandemic specialist in the White House and defunded the CDC. Meaning Trump is to blame for coronavirus. It's attacking China, South Korea, and Japan, and a bunch of cruise ship passengers, and a little bit in Italy, and Trump's to blame? I mean, it could be the stupidest argument I've ever heard. But here's the truth that the AP, the Associated Press, confirmed today in an article titled AP Fact Check, Democrats Distort Coronavirus Readiness. It says Democrat presidential contenders are describing the federal infectious disease bureaucracy as rudderless and ill-prepared for the coronavirus threat because of budget cuts and ham-handed leadership by President Trump. And that's a distorted picture. For starters, Trump has not succeeded in cutting a dime from the budget. Here's the truth. The pandemic specialist left voluntarily during a reorganization of the bloated National Security Council, and the CDC cuts were only proposed, not enacted. And they were proposed as the agency wound down from the Ebola response. So in other words, we spent way too much money preparing for Ebola that never came. And all these years later, Ebola never came. And of course, government kept wasting the money. That's the way government works. Nobody ever cuts anything. Trump comes along and says, come on, there is no Ebola. There is no pandemic. Let's cut. And it never was cut. He just said, let's cut. He didn't know coronavirus was coming. You know, the minute he knew it was coming, you'd add money to the budget. So the whole thing is a ridiculous political football. In any case, we need to be prepared, as I said on this show. We need to be worried. We need to be concerned. But It's a tremendous overreaction to think we're going to shut down the American economy or Vegas tourism up here in Las Vegas. It's just not going to happen. There are going to be some hits. I promise you, there will be some hits. But it's not a complete disaster. Matter of fact, a buddy of mine contacted me today to let me know that production is starting up again in China on a specific product that he sells at his stores. So there was a terrible moment of, you know, paralysis. My gosh, what if China shuts down and they don't reopen? Well, they've reopened for business and they're back working again and they're getting the products out. So a tremendous overreaction. One thing that that isn't an overreaction is Democrats worried about Bernie Sanders being their presidential nominee. It's not an overreaction. I think he's the odds-on favorite now. Sanders knocks Biden out of the first place, and the majority thinks Trump wins. This is a new Fox News poll. Now, I don't even like Fox News polls. I don't even think they're accurate. I think they've been horrendous. Not I think, I know. They've been inaccurate and horrendous for years now. As far as President Trump, they always oversample Democrats. They always ask registered voters, but not likely voters. And the latest Fox News poll for Democrats, that's where they could be accurate, says that Bernie Sanders nationwide has 31% support, Joe Biden 18. So Joe Biden was ahead in every single Fox News poll for 2 years now. But Biden lost 8 points and Sanders gained 8 points. So now Bernie Sanders has a 31-18 lead. Wow. A double-digit lead for Bernie Sanders over Joe Biden, as I call him, Comrade Fidel Sanders. Double-digit lead. Sanders performs well with groups across the board, with an extra boost from young voters, self-described liberals, whites without a college degree, and those looking for change. That's amazing. Overall, majorities of voters think Sanders, Bloomberg and Biden could beat Donald Trump. Since December, the number believing Sanders can win is up 5 points. They think Sanders is the best one positioned to beat Trump. However, once Trump gets to work on positioning Bernie Sanders as a Fidel Castro communist, I believe his numbers will drop like a lead balloon, like a lead balloon. All right, other big news. Cuba's Communist Party newspaper gives Bernie Sanders a glowing review. Communist Cuba's official propaganda newspaper ran a big story saying how much they love Bernie Sanders. Keep it up, folks. Bernie will lose Florida by a landslide if you keep this up. And this story's right out of the Miami Herald. I'm sure the Cuban community in Florida is very happy about it. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' views on the Cuban Revolution have earned him a storm of criticism in the U.S., but there's one place where his comments have received glowing front-page reviews. Cuba. Grandma, the Communist Party newspaper, prominently displayed a report about Sanders and his praise of the social programs implemented by Fidel Castro. Can you imagine when Americans find out about this? Right now, Americans are asleep. You know, they go to work every day. They take their kids to school every day. They pick up their kids at school. They leave work. They're exhausted. They come home. They eat dinner. They watch TV for a couple hours. They go to sleep. And in between, they're worrying about coronavirus and the stock market crashing and the economy shutting down. Nobody's focused yet on what Bernie Sanders really, truly believes in. But when they do, as you heard in my commentary yesterday, I called him Comrade Fidel Sanders. Bernie Sanders is an outright communist of the highest magnitude who made excuses for Fidel Castro and said at least he got them good health care and a good education. And the reality is the education was re-education camps, propaganda. I've seen several reports of people whose parents and grandparents went through those education camps. And if you did not accept the message that Fidel Castro is like God and that he has all the answers, you could wind up imprisoned, tortured, or killed. And before you went into those re-education camps, they take your business away and your home away and your property away. And as far as giving people good health care, I saw pictures today of what hospitals look like in Cuba. It was enough to make anybody vomit. Okay, hospitals, filthy, disgusting, unclean places you've ever seen, unsterile places you've ever seen in your entire life. And by the way, you know what's a clean country and a democracy and there's no communism involved and they supposedly have good government-run health care? Canada. Canada. Nothing like Cuba. Okay, you don't want to be sick in Cuba. Most disgusting thing I've ever seen. But in Canada, I had a little discussion today about Canada's healthcare. I had dinner two nights ago with a new sponsor of my radio show from Canada. He reported that the waits are 6 months or longer once you see your doctor to see a specialist, 5-6 months or longer. And then once you see that specialist, in order to get surgery, it's another 6 months. And you have to live with whatever pain you've got for those 6 months and then another 6 months. A year of waiting for surgery in Canada. Now, last February, I had kidney stones. First time in my life I ever had that problem. First time in my life I ever had to go in a hospital. First time in my life I had to have surgery. And many of you were with me on radio and TV when that happened. And for the moment I felt the pain, it was just a matter of like a day before I saw my doctor. And for the moment I saw the doctor, it was a matter of another couple of days before he got me an MRI. For the moment I saw the MRI, it was a couple of days before I saw a specialist. And then it was like a week and I had my surgery. And the surgery went fantastic. God bless America. Okay, and I joined a Christian health sharing organization. I didn't even have health insurance. I belonged to a Christian health sharing organization, and they paid for the entire thing. I got a $27,000 hospital bill, and they paid every single cent of it. I never got a bill from either the doctor, the surgeon, or the anesthesiologist, because it was all paid without me ever seeing a bill by the Christian health sharing organization. God bless America. Thank God for America. Thank God for our healthcare system. Thank God for the Christian health sharing organization. If you ever want to know the name, just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And thank God we have a capitalist system. If I ever get sick with coronavirus, I pray to God that the doctor treating me makes $1 million a year or more. Not $50,000 like the janitor down the hall, which in every communist country is the truth. I pray that I'm never in a country like Canada or England when coronavirus strikes, because you'd have to wait months for treatment, and the treatment will be shoddy in a filthy hospital, in a ward. You'll never have a private room. Long wait, shoddy treatment, terrible care, lousy doctors, because they don't make $1 million a year. Thank God for America. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Interesting headline, by the way, when you speak of coronavirus, Israeli scientists say they will have a coronavirus vaccine in a few weeks. According to a statement cited by the Jerusalem Post, a team of Israeli scientists are on the cusp of developing the first vaccine against the novel coronavirus. According to Israel scientists and technology minister Ophir Akunis, if all goes as planned, the vaccine could be ready within a few weeks and available for human use in 90 days. And so I'd ask a quick question. I wonder what the response will be from Ilhan Omar, from Rashida Tlaib, from AOC, from the Democratic Party in general that seems to hate Israel and seems to have a hatred for Jews and take the side of Palestinians and take the side of every enemy of Israel over the word of Israel that's been so good over the years, the United States, such a great ally of our country. And they seem to hate Israel so much, the whole Democrat Party, but specifically that, you know, that squad of communist Israel haters. Are you willing to accept the vaccine? Being that you hate Israel and it's coming from Israel, are you willing to accept it? Are the Palestinian people willing to accept it? Are Middle Eastern Muslim nations willing to accept a vaccine from Israel that could save your life and your children's life? This will be a fun one to see if that's really true. And the vaccine that solves the world's problem comes from Israel in record time. What will all the Jew haters of the world say? And remember, I'm Jewish, so I say that with a great love and fondness for Israel, a great love and fondness for our great leader, President Trump, right? I'm the guy who called him the King of the Jews. That was tongue-in-cheek. That was not meant to be real. But I was trying to make the point that he's beloved in Israel, and for good reason. He's done more for Israel than any American president ever in history. So will the Iranians accept the vaccine as developed by Israel, or they'd rather their people die than get help from a Jewish scientist and a Jewish doctor. We shall see. All right, speaking of socialists, because that was how I opened the show, Bernie Sanders may very well be the Democrat nominee. 3 in 4 Democrats would support a socialist for president. There's a new poll out. The Gallup poll found 76% of Democratic voters would vote for a socialist. Only 17% of Republicans say they'd vote for a socialist. 45% of independents could possibly vote for one. Now, you know, I'd normally be happy about these numbers and say, well, that's great, you know, we'll win the election. But can you imagine 17% of self-described Republicans could vote for a socialist? You obviously don't understand what the word Republican or conservative even means. And 45% of independents could vote for a socialist? Boy, America's got problems. And that's why I've said we're going to win this one. And I think we're going to win it big. And Donald Trump will define Bernie as a socialist and a communist. And we'll win this election big if Bernie's the nominee. But I do believe we're in trouble in the future. I believe that all these people who would even consider voting for a socialist are a sign that America's on a long downhill decline. Not good. Not good at all. I mean, Sanders has promoted fringe policies, the Green New Deal, a moratorium on the deportation of illegal immigrants, free college tuition, Medicare for all. He's defended Cuba and Fidel Castro. He's defended Venezuela. I mean, these are countries that murder you if you disagree with them. These are countries that plunge their people into abject poverty and misery. Amazing. Just amazing. Less than half of Americans overall, 45% said they would back a socialist for president, 53% said they would not. So it's a 53-45, you do the math, 8 points negative towards socialism. But that's not good enough, you know? That's not enough to make me happy. But here's the thing. Superdelegates signal they won't back Bernie Sanders in a contested convention. Overwhelming opposition. What did I say yesterday? Damned if they do, and damned if they don't. This is the nightmare scenario that Democrats have on their plate now. Damned if they do, damned if they don't. If Bernie goes into their convention with a big lead, but not enough of a lead to clinch it, the superdelegates come into play. If they let Bernie have the nomination, they make all Bernie's passionate young supporters happy, and they go down to a monstrous McGovern defeat, in my opinion, or a Mondale defeat. But if they jump over Bernie and they award it to somebody else, like, say, Hillary Clinton, she goes down to a monstrous defeat because you lose all of Bernie's support. They'll be so angry, they will never again support any Democrat candidate in the foreseeable future. So damned if they do, and damned if they don't. Superdelegates will be the key to this. Okay? Now, we're headed to a quick break. Don't rush to the bathroom. Don't rush to the kitchen to make a sandwich. Don't go channel surfing. Up next is a message from my sponsor, Prostate Guide for Men. And there's a ton of prostate products. All the guys watching right now over the age of 50, a ton of products advertised on TV. The only one who knows if they work is Prostate Guide for Men. They've done all the research, and they're willing to give it to you for free because you're a fan of Wayne Root. Stay tuned.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
War. Now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has launched political attacks against the White House over funding for the coronavirus. The Kentucky Republican calling for bipartisanship in Washington, D.C.
This new disease is not going to press pause so that members can engage in performative outrage that gets us farther from results rather than closer.
Police are identifying the five victims in Wednesday's massacre at the Molson Coors Brewery in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All five of the victims were employees at the facility and ranged from ages 33 to 61. They were powerhouse operators, machinists, and electricians. The murderer was also a current employee. Police are still investigating the motive, and the Dow lost 1,191 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allen Roots.
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I wanted to make sure everybody out there, my fans, my viewers, my listeners, could get educated about coronavirus. I think it's really important. I was one of the first guys in the nation and probably the first conservative talk shows to really be on this story. And I always said it's worse than most people know. Most people are just living their lives. They're busy. They didn't understand what was heading for us. And I said, it could be bad. And it's really not about death. It's about what it could do to the economy. I said that from day one. But now the stock market's gone down 1,000 points 3 days in a row, including today 1,100 plus, the worst day in the history of Wall Street. So now I think everyone has overreacted the other way. Now they're all know about it. Now they're all hysterical. Now there's total hysteria out there. And I don't think they need to be hysterical. So I brought Dr. Gordon Pedersen on. He's calling in from a landline. He's the medical director at My Doctor Suggests. They are the sponsor of this show. He has five PhDs, not one, not two, not three, not four, five PhDs. He's the author of The Silver Solution. His company is My Doctor Suggests. You know that sponsor of the show, the website MyDoctorSuggests.com. Dr. Gordon Pedersen, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So the first question I have to ask is, as a medical expert with five PhDs who deals with virus and who deals with infectious disease, how has President Trump handled this whole thing? Democrats are trying to turn it into a political football. He didn't do the right thing. He didn't act soon enough. He didn't spend enough money. He's terrible. He's awful. He cut the CDC budget. How has President Trump handled it, in your opinion?
Well, from a science point of view, he's activating all the right mechanisms. He's got immediately a travel ban from where the problem is. He had so much vision that his team informed him way early this might be a problem. That's why we don't have it as a big problem in the U.S. right now. Number two, he's activated the right agencies. He's activated not only the FDA, but the CDC and the Homeland Security. We've got a vice president with a full active budget now that they can go after this. And you can't criticize somebody for something that hasn't happened yet, and yet look at the facts from a science point of view. We've already started clinical trials at the University of Nebraska looking at what we can do to keep this under control. We've got Homeland Security. We've got public announcements, and we've got the right people in the country. You know what? We're the safest country in the world right now because of his action.
And I want to bring up kind of a question that's near and dear to my heart with you, Dr. Pedersen. We're talking to Dr. Gordon Pedersen of My Doctor Suggests and MyDoctorSuggests.com. And, you know, capitalism is what I defend 24 hours a day on radio and TV, and smaller government, and America being the greatest nation in world history, and American exceptionalism, and what I think is the greatest healthcare system in the world. I think that alone is what's going to make this a lot less severe in America than, say, Asia, because they've got a communist government in China. In America, we don't have that. We don't have government-run healthcare. We have doctors who make $1 million a year and are good at what they do, and brilliant scientists who make $1 million a year. We don't limit their income. The best and the brightest want to go into science in America. So I think, you know, if I ever get sick, doctor, I want a guy who makes $1 million a year to take care of me, not some doctor that works for the government who makes a government, you know, $50,000 a year government salary and pension. Don't you think our system alone guarantees that we're not going to have the kind of disaster that they've had in communist-run China?
You're exactly right. I'm already seeing over 1,000 different companies working on solutions, everything from just a mask to food solutions to home solutions to humidifiers, all the way up to different medications, already eagerly inactive, as opposed to China, where they have one man, one agency, one control, one opinion, and chaos is the result of their action.
All right, so explain to my viewers and my listeners on Newsmax and USA Radio exactly what coronavirus is and what does it do? What makes it different than the traditional flu? Because should we really be scared? Is there something here that should make us panic?
It is a virus, and that means it's like a tiny syringe floating around in your bloodstream. When it attaches to a healthy cell, it injects genetic material that interferes with your DNA of your healthy cells. Now, knowing that, this is a brand new virus. Your immune system has never seen it before. But what's happened is there is a classification called coronavirus, and you've got MERS, and you have SARS, and you have alpha, and you have beta forms of the coronavirus. Your body already knows about this virus, but a little teeny bit different receptor is on this virus than those other viruses. So your body can build immunity to it very quickly because it's already got a start with the coronavirus in general. In addition to that, you've got a problem because it spreads quickly. It is contagious from body fluids, coughs, sneezes. It can even be active for 9 days in your carpet, they're finding out.
Wow.
So it's very contagious, but 81% of the people are going to sail right through this really easy. 81% of the people that get the virus,
minor.
It's going to last about 3 days. Coughs, sniffles, very minor cold-like symptoms. But there are 14% of the people that get the coronavirus, this new novel virus, that are going to end up in the hospital. So what we're looking at here is nobody really has a cure. Nobody really has all the answers. That's what's so scary about it, yet in the same response, 90% of its coronavirus makeup our bodies have already seen before in the SARS virus and the MERS virus, and those came and went in a matter of about 8 months.
So I want to go over the two stats that I think are important for everybody to know. Number one, 81% of people that get the coronavirus will get it in a minor way. So we should not be hysterical. But here's the bad news. I bring all the news out on the table. I think you told me in the break 20 times more people die of this coronavirus than traditional flu. The death rate is 20 times higher than a traditional flu, correct?
That's correct.
All right. So I don't know if you remember this. I was talking about this on the show, getting back to Trump and the way he's handled it. Democrats trying to make him look bad. But I was a political commentator a few years back when Ebola was raging in Africa. And President Obama refused to close the flights to Africa. And he got lucky. Nothing really bad happened here. One person died in Dallas, but there was no Ebola pandemic in the United States. Thank God. But he got lucky. He let the flights keep going. President Trump closed down the flight so quickly that people from China could not get back. I think that was a brilliant move. You?
I do too, and I think that it was because of scientific facts presented to him by the teams of people in his organization. Him good information so he could make that decision, and I applaud him because he made a firm decision, he made the right decision, and he's being proven for it, even though he's being criticized. It's the right thing to have done.
All right, so you've got a company that sells all kinds of products built around alkaline structured silver, and I want to know what you have found as far as silver as a protection from the coronavirus or any other virus. What does the scientific research say?
Silver destroys viruses, both forms of viruses. That means all forms of viruses. That means silver can come in contact with a virus, any one of the viruses, and in a short period of time, it can destroy the membrane, inactivate the transmission, and change the shape of the glycoproteins on its receptors. Those are big words. What that means is silver makes the virus inactive and cannot bind to your body. For that reason, it can be used as something to protect you right now by drinking 2 teaspoons twice a day, or you can use a silver gel on your hands. These are important reasons, and yet we don't know what a cure is. So I'm not saying this is a cure. I'm saying in general, we know that silver destroys the viruses.
What's the one takeaway as we end this interview that everyone should know about coronavirus that could offer them peace of mind?
that if you'll just take care of your hygiene, that you'll take care of your body, that you'll put a barrier between you and other people's coughs and sneezes, and utilize the four things that we know destroy the coronavirus in common sense ways, you'll be safe. Here's the three things that we know. We know bleach destroys it, but you can't drink, swallow, or put bleach on your body, yet it can work in your house. We know iodine works, and we know hydrogen peroxide works. Well, those three can't be used on or in your body, but they're good in the household as a something on your counter or fridge or doorknobs. The only thing that we know that can destroy bacteria at the same time viruses, at the same time yeast, is silver. And that is the reason I choose for myself to use it on my hands as a gel. I drink it twice a day as a liquid, and I suck on a lozenge. I know you do too. How do they make you feel?
Well, look, I drink the silver solution. You do it twice a day. I do it three and four times a day. So I hope I'm not overdosing, but I just keep drinking that silver solution knowing that coronavirus is on the way. I want to create a nice immune system that's ready for coronavirus. I can't hurt myself by drinking too much, correct?
You're correct.
All right, good. So I'm on the lookout, on the defense, Doc. Dr. Gordon Pedersen, we thank you for all the information he gave us. He's the medical director at My Doctor Suggests. He has five PhDs. He's the author of The Silver Solution. His website is mydoctorsuggests.com. And we thank you for everything you do, Gordon. God bless. All right. Another doc to mention as we go to advertising break. My sponsor of this show is Dr. Joseph Williams. If you're a guy with thinning hair, he's the doctor. No, I provide you with all the good medical information. So don't go away. Right now is the message from Dr. Joseph Williams. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestone.com.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days, and you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA, and Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, just call me Wayne Silver Root. I just drink silver solution all day and suck on the silver lozenges all day, and it's keeping me in the immune positive, baby. Elizabeth Warren is going to introduce a bill to strip Trump's border wall money to pay for the virus effort as Democrats weaponize coronavirus against Trump. They just won't stop. You know, one thing I'll say positive about Democrats, Republicans are wimps for the most part, certainly not Wayne Root, certainly not Donald Trump, but most Republicans are wimps who have no fight in them, and Democrats are like relentless. You know, I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. Democrats are relentless. Now, thank God, the single most relentless human being that's ever lived is Donald J. Trump. So it's like there's this entire group of people, Democrats, that are much more relentless than this group of other people, Republicans. But thank God we've got one leader who's more relentless times a thousand than any of those relentless Democrats. That's what's kept us alive. But they just won't stop. Everything is about illegal immigrants, illegal immigrants, illegal immigrants. We love them. We want more of them. We want to bring them in the country. We want to give them everything free. Give them free education. Will you pay? Give them free health care. Will you pay? Give them free benefits that you can't get. And now let's take all the money that we're going to spend on the wall. Let's put it towards virus, even though we have no idea if this is going to wind up like SARS and there's going to be like three people dead in the United States, or even if it's 50,000 dead out of 330 million. That's the amount that traditionally die off flu every year. You're going to spend the whole budget and kibosh the wall. Because they'll do anything to stop the wall. Anything. Any excuse to create open borders. Because that's how they're winning elections. With illegal immigrants voting. You know, and I just laugh when I hear all these conservative commentators saying New York and New Jersey, they're giving licenses to illegals. And Virginia wants to give licenses to illegals. Well, guess what? Nevada, my state, gave licenses, driver's licenses, to illegals 5 years ago. Where were you all when that was happening? You didn't care about Nevada, I guess. Here's a good example of how these people think. A Georgetown official, Georgetown University, says illegal immigrants are freedom fighters. I didn't know that. Did you know that illegal immigrants were freedom fighters? I kind of thought Republican patriots were freedom fighters. I thought illegal immigrants were criminals breaking into our country, looking to steal all of our money. You know, it's like yesterday I told you how Trump has put into effect the public charge rule. A person was reporting, I think it was a minister, if I remember correctly, in Arizona, how people, illegal immigrants, used to line up by the hundreds every day, 3 a.m. in front of the office where you get your Medicaid and your welfare and your food stamps and your free this and your free that. And they would line up at 3 a.m. by the hundreds, and it would take till 5 in the afternoon to take care of them all. And tomorrow, same thing would start again. Our nation was giving away all the money that you've ever paid in taxes. Give it away, give it away, give it away to illegals. And this guy reported as of Monday, when they all realized they couldn't be citizens anymore if they take the money, no more line. No line at all, and almost nobody in the office. If you don't think that's good, you must not be a taxpayer. You must not be an American citizen, and you must not be a taxpayer. I think that's the greatest news I've ever heard. I think that's the greatest birthday present I've ever gotten. My birthday's July. It's like birthday in February. I think this is like Independence Day. This is like New Year's Day, all in one. This is Christmas for conservatives. Illegal aliens have no right to be in my country, but they certainly have no right to collect welfare of any kind. So the Georgetown official says illegal immigrants are freedom fighters. Georgetown University named an associate director for undocumented students. I give up. I give up. Why should I pay for my kids full board to go to college? Full price. The full Monty. When you give illegals every benefit in the world, you want to bet every one of these undocumented college students at Fancy Pants Georgetown is going for free? You want to bet? He refers to illegal immigrants as freedom fighters. The position at Georgetown is part of the Center for Multicultural Equity and Access. Do you see how liberals use fancy words to hide the true meaning? Why don't we just call it the Center for Screwing Over American Citizens? Why don't we call it the Center for Redistributing All of Your Money, who work hard for it and earn it, to all the people from other countries who've never earned any of it and come here to rob our money? That could be a good name, don't you think? They say the responsibility, the definition of this multicultural agency, is student to help students of color at Georgetown University in a variety of ways. And the center can provide you with someone to talk about personal issues or concerns, a chance to explore diversity issues, and affordable options for textbooks, printing, or summer housing. And this new Georgetown associate director is named Jennifer Kreewalk. She says illegals are freedom fighters. Here's a new word, a fancy pants word from Ivy League type schools to describe criminals. You know, I'm sorry, but illegals are criminals. And they don't deserve anything free paid for by taxpayers. And neither do legal immigrants. Come to America legally, fairly, do it the right way, and don't come here to live on welfare the rest of your life and burden the taxpayers. It's that simple why Trump will be reelected by a landslide. All right, show's over for the night. Thanks to the cops. Thanks to the military vets. Thanks to the active duty military. We love you. Appreciate your sacrifices. You heard Dr. Gordon Pedersen. My doctor suggests this guy is the brightest mind of any doctor I know. And when it comes to coronavirus, check out their options. Their message is up next. My doctor suggests their silver destroys virus. See you tomorrow.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.